Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. People will have the confidence to stay nearer the place they grew up, to start business,
secure more funding, which is available.
And Tony, yesterday I went, as we all must, to Peppa Pig World. I don't know if you've been to Peppa Pig World. Who's been to? Hands up anybody who's been to Peppa Pig World? Not enough. I was a bit hazy what I would find at Peppa Pig World, but I loved it. And Peppa Pig World is very much my kind of place. It has a very safe streets, discipline in schools, heavy emphasis on new mass transit systems, I notice, even if they're a bit stereotypical about Daddy Pig. But the real lesson for me going to Peppa Pig World, and I'm surprised you haven't been there, was about the power of UK creativity. Who would have believed, Tony, that a pig that looks like a hairdryer, or possibly a sort of Picasso-like hairdryer, a pig that was rejected by the BBC, would now be exported to 180 countries with theme parks both in America and in China, as well as in the New Forest, and a business that's worth at least £6 billion to this country, £6 billion and counting. Now, I think that is pure genius, don't you, Peppa Pig? And no government in the world, no Whitehall civil servant would conceivably have come up with Peppa. So my final message to you, as we stand on the brink of this green industrial revolution and we prepare to use our new regulatory freedoms in what I believe will be a very strong post-COVID rebound, we are blessed. We are blessed not just with capital markets and the world's best universities and incredible pools of liquidity in London and all the right time zone and the right language and opportunity across the whole country. We're also blessed with the amazing inventive power and range of British business.